Hey, hello there. Everybody's in one form of business or the other. There is always something to sell and there is always someone to buy. To some it is casual and to others it is to build an empire. However, anybody can start anything, but most importantly it is to sustain the business. This is my disposition. Whatever business you start should be focused on being transgenerational. Not just for your immediate family, but for the society and the world at large. I am Apobome Ejiro. This is a solution I bring, creating sustainable value. You're welcome to my podcast. I have seen lots of businesses start operation with lots of capital and eventually they shut down after a period of time. Could it be that it's because they ran out of stock or management or lack of basic principles of business? Well, it's possible that some of these things may be true, but then I need you to understand that when it comes to business, sustainability cannot be separated from community. You have to understand the concept of community if you must be sustainable in business. Now, this is 21st century and I see so many businesses out there. They just start and in their own disposition, once I put out marketing efforts and online and all of those activities just booming around and all of those things, people are just going to troop into my shop and just troop into my store, troop into my office to do business with me. Well, sorry to disappoint you. That's not how business works anymore. Marketing is just a taster. Marketing is a taster. When you put it out there, people like new things naturally. So they're going to come around to see, okay, what is this person doing? What is this business doing? Well, it doesn't make them loyal. It doesn't make them committed to your brand. Community as a concept is the togetherness, the oneness, the idea of what is mine is yours. What is yours is mine. If something wrong is happening to you, it is my concern. If something wrong is happening to me, it is your concern. That is a community feeling. It's a mutual feeling. Think of it like an agrarian society. A society where everybody knows everybody and we're all farmers. Think of it like the time of trade by barter, where I don't have to plant or harvest everything. I have some things and my neighbor has some other things. And we work together to get things done, to get our issues sorted out. The same thing with this modern business operation. When it comes to sustainability in business, you have to think about the community. Now, creating a community around your brand, around your business, has to do with what do you have to give back. It's not enough to just collect from people. Just collect. Let them bring in their cash, bring in their money. What feeling are you giving them? And I think the best place to start from is making your customers have a sense of ownership in your business. You know, I was studying Coca-Cola at the time, and there was a period where Coca-Cola brought out a series of products chain, and they customized the bottles to bear the names of people. Now, when I go to a store and I see a particular bottle with my name, I'm impressed. I'm like, wow, Coca-Cola knows me. And they want to buy that particular bottle with their name. There's a sense of ownership you're building in to them. It's not just enough to sell, but it's enough to give them a sense of ownership, a sense that you're committed to them. And this is how you eventually start creating that community around your brand. At other times, you could just engage in community service, you know, giving out some things for free, making some persons empowered with some certain things. You know, it brings your business into the limelight of people knowing that yes, this business has come to stay, and it's not something you should just play around with or something you should just take with levity. don't do business with the mindset of, I want to grow. No. It's wrong. The idea of business for sustainability is we want to grow. You are just a part of the coin. The community is the second part of the coin. A coin is useless without the back end, nor the front end. Both sides work together to make it work. That is what makes a coin a coin. If a coin is tossed in a football pitch and there is no head or there is no tail, it is not valid. The match cannot hold. Everything has a right and has a left. Businesses most times will focus only on the right, which is the business itself, the person in charge, the management, the structure, the revenue inflow, and all of those things. But we don't pay attention to the community. And the community is where the sustainability lies. So whatever you do, always remember that if you have to have a sustainable business, it starts with you having a community. Never you do business again, not another day, without acknowledging the community of your business. Thank you for listening to this session of my podcast. I look forward to meeting with you again in the next episode. Do stay tuned.
A certified digital marketer, certified inbound marketer, certified entrepreneur at CAD Consulting, 21st century business strategist, a brand developer, a business consultant and business coach, author of In Between the Lines, Critical Thinking in Business, skilled with variety of digital skills, a mentor, a business enthusiast, has helped a large number of businesses scale from micro to macro, a passionate entrepreneur, focused on creating sustainable value. You are listening to The Apobome Ejiro.